Talk to me, no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and this is the last podcast for July 2023. Seems like just yesterday we were heading out of 2022, and the COVID virus seemed to have slowly but surely loosed its grip upon the neck of humanity. And everything seemed like a brighter day heading into 2023. And now here we are, well more than halfway through 2023. Still have COVID. And the death rate is way down, which is a very huge and wonderful thing. But the reality is we still have COVID. We still have problems, right? It's not a great thing. Anyway, you've reached my podcast. My two sponsors, as always, Creative Technology and Innovation, an organization designed and devoted to helping organizations build and deliver better decision-making frameworks based on the work of John Boyd and the OODA Loops. In fact, I'm looking to the OODA Loop as a model to be considered when considering what can be done around machine intelligence in terms of reverberations, because today I'm publishing the 10th and final issue of Volume 2 of my machine intelligence papers. So Volume 1 was answering questions focused on what are the questions that people have and how do those questions impact or not impact, or, you know, what is it that people are doing with them? And Volume 2 was focused on essays about problems and concerns and things that need to be thought about and talked about, considered, evaluated, blah, blah, blah. Volume 3, I'm going to start doing things about recommendations, some of the things that I think need to change in the short run. I will tell you, the first one will probably be the Internet Veracity Engine. I truly believe that a veracity engine that can literally stand between human beings and speakers or people espousing information in the world is a good thing. It really will drive a much better view of the world if we have this measure of truth. Because the truth is not a variable, and the truth is not something that is nuanced. The truth either is or isn't applicable to a situation. And we got to be really careful about how we pursue the truth going forward. Because right now, there are two sides that present the truth, and neither is the truth. They're both presenting a very nuanced version of what is the truth. I'm a longtime political centrist in the sense that I have many times, when I felt the Republican candidate was a better candidate, I voted GOP. When I felt the Democratic candidate was a better candidate, I voted Democratic. I'll say for the first time in my life that if Donald Trump is the GOP representative, there's no way I will even consider voting GOP. It's just, I just, somebody who is a self-acknowledged liar who says, you know, I lied, in order to get out of trouble, they acknowledge that they lied, tells me that if they're willing to lie to get out of trouble or be honest to get out of trouble about something they lied about in the origin, they'll lie about anything. And if you're willing to lie about anything, I don't want you in the White House. The reason for that is I don't know what's true, and I don't know what you're saying has any validity to me. We can't live in a world where we have to wonder what the heck is our leadership doing, saying, anyway. So that's probably the first one, and I'll probably dive into a few others. Today, I'm just kind of throwing out kind of that last essay, you know, kind of reviewing what's the impact of machine intelligence, how's it going to change things. The other thing I'm doing is I'm starting a couple other things. I've been sharing Bird Buddy videos now for a while. I love Bird Buddy. It's so much fun. I love seeing all the different species of birds coming to the bird feeder. I need to do something about the squirrel that arrives every day, because every day the squirrel arrives to my feeder, and every day he dumps half the seeds, or she dumps half the seeds out onto the deck, which, you know, I guess, is natural for squirrels to do that, although kind of stupid. Why do you get in the middle of your food? But, you know, as I'm looking at this problem, I need to do something about the squirrels. I don't want to do anything, you know, too bad. And frankly, they're much reduced where the feeder is now than they were in Germantown. When I was in Germantown, which today being the last day of July, when we lived in Germantown less than a month ago, our average was 8 to 10 squirrel visitors every day, if not more. Many days, as many as 20 and 25 squirrels would visit, or 5 or 6 squirrels would visit 4 or 5 times, right? And, you know, it's not necessarily that there were 20 different squirrels. It was that, you know, squirrels would visit 20 times. We're actually seeing about a 2 to 1 bird to squirrel now, where we were seeing, you know, 8 to 10 squirrels for one bird. Now we're seeing 2 to 3 birds for any one squirrel visit. So that's kind of fun. I like that. We're also getting a wider variety of birds out here, which is normal, right? Because we're quite a bit away from highways. We're quite a bit away from human civilization. So we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. We're between, I mean, if you draw a triangle that goes a straight line from Frederick, Maryland to Baltimore, and then Frederick, Maryland to D.C., and then connect that, you know, make a triangle, you know, we're right above that first line. We're right above the line from Frederick, Maryland to Baltimore. So it's kind of nice, right? We're pretty far away from civilization. And it's nice. It's quiet. I have to say, even July 4th, there was no sound of fireworks. It was just incredibly quiet. It's a lot smaller, and we're going through and, you know, getting rid of a lot of stuff, but it's just nicer. I don't know. I get out and I walk outside every day, and I can tell you that where I'm living now is just a much nicer place. I walked for, we moved to Germantown in 2013. So we lived in Germantown for 10 years, a little over 10 years, 10 years and 1 month. And in that 10 years and 1 month, I walked that whole time, virtually every day. Not quite every, initially I was walking 4 and 5 days a week, and then I moved it up to 7 days a week at the request of a dietitian. Fair enough. But one of the things that I noticed is it took 3 years of me waving for anybody to wave back when we lived in Germantown. Now, literally, people wave back day one out here, but it's a little slower, a little more bucolic. It's the country. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast ramblings.